This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We're back.
It's time. Athletic Greens presents XOXO Gossip King.
We love Athletic Greens. We love it so much. We don't even wait for commercials.
No.
Oh, my God.
But also, it's a new season, Lamar.
Season two.
Let's get a quick recap of what you felt about season one. We don't need to recap the episodes. We all watched them.
Right.
We all talked about it. This is the recap. What did you feel about season two?
I felt like season one was definitely like a good little intro into the world, set everybody up, introduced my man Carl to the world up the East Side. But I feel like not a lot of craziness happened. Like the craziest thing was the Georgina murder thing, and I'm glad that's done and over with because they really couldn't make that story like last that long.
I don't want to see it.
But so now I feel like that shit's out the way. Now it's Gossip Girl. Now it's time for Gossip Girl. Real Gossip Girl shit. You can tell from the opening of season two that Gossip Girl is in her bag. The way she's talking.
Yeah.
What's her name? Who did the voice?
Kristen
Bell. Yeah, I can tell she's found her character and shit.
Yeah.
She's like, ooh, Gossip Girl, blah, blah, blah.
She in the Hamptons with them.
Yeah.
It's season two. I made it through a whole season of television. I watched it
weekly. I can't believe it.
I watched it in real time. I could have binged things, but I don't want to binge this. I think I would have got tired of this if I binged it.
Yeah. I like that we watch it as it comes out, as we do the podcast, because you really watch it more critically too.
Yeah.
Because now I'm watching it like thinking about how do I feel about what I'm seeing right now?
Yeah.
How do I feel about all these white people? I don't know.
No spotter for me this week. So we'll do a user spotted.
Okay.
If that's okay with you.
I'm okay with that. I ain't got no spotted.
This week's spotted comes from Ernesto. Me Ernesto on Instagram. He typed, I'm gendering this person, I don't know. Oh, Ernesto. Either way, they titled it, Spot It Submission. As a stay-at-home mom. Oh, see how I said
it? Man, you done gendered her.
I done gendered. Okay, listen. That's why I said, I corrected myself. I said they. Now I know. As a stay-at-home mom during the pandemic, I thought my spotted days were over. But today, on the way back from picking up my kid from school, we noticed that there was a film crew set up in our neighborhood. So we got to catch a glimpse of the one and only Paul Giamatti.
What? Get the fuck out of here. That's my man. I love
Shout out
Paul
to you
Giamatti.
And your children.
Yeah.
Forgive me for misgendering. Stay-at-home mom.
Oh, man. So where are they at? Did they say where they are?
They didn't say where they were shooting? They didn't say.
I wonder what movie he's shooting out there. Paul Giamatti's the shit. Shout out. That's a good spotter right there.
You like Sideways, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah. That's my favorite movies. Yeah, with the wine, Sideways. So, you know, that's a movie that introduced me to wine.
Yeah.
Before that, I didn't know what wine was. I was like, what the fuck are they drinking?
Why are you drinking out of this weird-ass glass?
Yeah, but I love that movie. Great film. Paul Giamatti did a great job playing Jerry Heller in the NWA movie.
Great job doing that.
Great, like such a. I love actors like it because that guy is such a slime ball, the Jerry Heller. But it's like he made you really like him the way Paul Giamatti played.
He made you feel for him.
Yeah. He's like, I'm just trying to give these black guys a chance.
Yeah, he's a black guy.
Yeah.
Hey, they have a story. These are black guys.
They have a story.
And I'm trying to give them a chance. Listen to what they're talking about. Cruising down the street in my 6'4".
Stop lying to me, Jerry. Stop bullshitting. Where the money at, Jerry?
Hey, I'll have everybody on your ass. Anti-Semitism. Jerry Heller. Mm. Yeah, he wasn't a great guy.
Not really, but...
Listen to what they're talking about.
Yeah. He's like, he hustled the fuck out of them.
Yeah.
You know, it's so funny because that happens to so many musicians. I mean, this is way off topic, but it is like.
We've been talking about this. The music industry, they need unions.
Yeah. It's like, what is going on? Like, because I feel like I keep saying the same story. TLC, same story. NWA, same story. Like, they're like, but what they're doing is basically like signing them to a production company. And the production company is doing the deal with the label, right? Mm-hmm. So the label's like giving this guy, Jerry Heller, whatever, $1 million. And he's literally just paying these guys out of his pocket.
Yeah. And like, giving them like, here's $500.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
I don't know where the money went.
Kid. Yeah.
And,
insane.
And exploiting people who ain't never made no money before.
Right, right.
And so, and they're also like famous. So they're reaping the benefits of being famous. Like right. They get to tour these countries and tour these cities and meet girls and eat and stuff like that.
Stay in hotels and stuff. And it's kind of like those student loan things we talked about.
Last Same thing happens to the Gap Band.
Yeah.
Like Charlie Wilson talks about all those hits we had over the 80s. Uh-huh. I didn't make no money off of them. He literally was like, I didn't make a dime in the 80s. Off
That's
my money.
Crazy. It's great when you think about how popular, like same with Prince. Like
the, yeah.
It's like the fact that Prince didn't make that much money off Purple Rain is like crazy. But
the music industry is trash, but if any record executives are listening to this podcast, me and Lamar would love a record deal.
Yeah, please. We will sign anything. I don't
sign anything.
I'll
sign my life away.
Yeah, just give me $500 so I can buy a new cat.
Yeah, speaking of signing your life away, shout out to Headgum, our sponsors on this here podcast. We have signed a lifetime contract with them to watch every iteration of Gospel Girl that comes out between now and the year 2071. Yeah,
we will be literally, when global warming happens and the whole world is dried up, it's just me and Carl in a desert doing a Gospel Girl podcast.
And like, the theme song is going to be the dude from Mad Max on the truck with the guitar.
Yeah, he's playing the thing like, And then Charlize Theron is like, what are you going to, I got to spot it for you guys. I spotted a random troll.
Charlize Theron will say that.
A nuclear troll.
How are you still this fine and you ain't taking a bath in 4 years?
It's like, damn, Charlize.
Well, let's get into it.
Yeah.
We got our spotted out of the way. Spotted with our little odded.
Yeah,
thank you, mi Ernesto. Shout out to you and your children. We glad that you got to see Paul Giamatti.
I love it.
Season two.
We're here. We're here, y'all. Season two opens up hot and heavy. What's the name of this episode? Do you remember?
Summertime. Much to do.
Ooh, much to do.
So like so much time. Or was it summertime?
Yeah. So little time. Like so much summertime. Time, so little to do. Or so little time, so much to do.
I might have written that down wrong. AK-47. Shout out to AK-47 and Clay behind the boards. Behind on the ones and twos. The wheels of steel.
Yeah.
Will you tell me what this episode was called, please? I think I got it wrong.
It's like way off.
Summer Kind of Wonderful.
Oh, really? What? Much to do.
Well, I was half asleep.
Maybe you're thinking of the last episode. The finale was called Something to Do About Nothing.
Oh, much man, I mixed them both up. Summertime, much to do.
I was thinking Summertime, Much to Do. That's like the laziest title. Like if that was a title, they're like, I don't know, let's call it Summertime, Much to Do. That's what we're going to call it. But yeah, we open. I think they try to play us with the when they open. Did you think it was Serena?
Yeah, I did.
Oh yeah,
they did. They tried to get us. I was like, oh, I had to omit it from my notes because I was like, wait a minute, that ain't Serena. Who was this lady? We open on Swayze buzzing all over me. Now, that took me back.
Oh, is that Swayze?
Yeah.
I was wondering whether I was like, what is this song?
She said, boy, you crazy. Nah, I'm Swayze. I met her at a back party,
Yeah,
that song was a jam.
I feel like that genre of music needs to come back.
Beach rap?
Yeah, like that kind of, like, sublime rap kind of thing. Well, yeah, maybe not. Maybe
do a whole Swayze album.
But that song was, I'd love that.
That was a jam. That was a jam the other day.
But it was weirdly scoring that
I
scene,
I love
though.
College.
Yeah.
I feel like that song's going to pop up in this series.
Oh, yeah, because that's going to, they're going to go to college at some point. They have to.
I want to go to college for the rest of my life. Man, that was my freshman year of college, and that song was out.
Yeah, you're the same age as Gossip Girl.
I'm gonna say no. They're a couple years younger than me.
They are you?
I mean, well, the actors themselves are much older than me.
Right, but, right. Yeah, they're old as hell.
But the
show is your
generation. No, the characters are they would be class of 09. I was class of 07.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why can't I do this math?
They drink martinis.
Yeah. So that means they're a little older than you. They're a little younger. You're a little younger than them.
They're 2 years younger than me.
Oh, right, because it's sorry, I'm showing my true colors that I don't know how to do math. All right, anyway.
But they get in, it's a lady getting it in with Nate, and I thought it was Serena, but apparently It's not?
It's a lady, an older woman, too. And they're in the Hamptons, too.
Yeah, she got on her negligee.
Yeah. I didn't like this sex scene. Not like I'm trying to judge the sex scene, but it felt like it was shot weird. But
I wish they had a show the iPod of him. Like, that would have been really funny to me if I had written this episode. If I had wrote this scene.
Yeah, how would you write this?
I would have had him, when they're getting hot and heavy, and she goes, turn on some music. And he picks up his old school iPod where you had to go like that and plays Swayze.
Yeah. It's like, it goes, that little scroll thing when it scrolls down, Swayze. And then, like, if I wrote this scene, there would have been a lava lamp. And then he's like, what's that lava lamp doing here? Don't worry about it. And then it falls and breaks. And there's lava everywhere. All right.
So Chuck's on the beach. He's sitting with some girl. The girl says, Mr. Chuck, is there something you need to take care of?
Oh, man, this scene was crazy. What is going on? I thought he was in another country for a second.
Yeah, I thought he was too, but they just in the Hamptons.
Yeah.
These girls took off their shirts right while some children are sitting.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Free the nipple.
Yeah, they Hamptons. I don't know. Have you ever been there?
The Hamptons? I ain't never been there.
You ever been there?
Y'all been to the Hamptons?
You're from the East Coast. Huh.
No. Clay, you never been to the Hamptons? You got Hamptons written all over you.
Yeah, like literally, like, how'd that get on your head? Okay. So, yeah, I think.
I thought it said head gun, but it says Hamptons.
This is a Hamptons podcast. I think Chuck, you know, remember last time, just a recap for those who, I don't know if anybody took a week break from the season one, but Chuck abandoned my girl Blair, and, you know, he went on a little, like, bender trying to, like, you know, get back to his old ways. So he's fully Chuck Bassin out here. And
he's Chuck Bassin. You know? He's Chuck Bassin. Serena walks by herself. Mm-hmm. Her and Nate are together, but not together.
Yeah.
It's a sham.
Yeah, Gossip Girl was going ham this episode. She knew everything.
Yeah.
What is going on? Like, she just was like, I don't know what's going on. But, yeah, she was just really narrating. Yeah. They just really feel the same.
So, innocent. What does she call him? Lonely boy?
Boy. Dan in these streets now.
Dan is in the streets. He at the library or the bookstore meeting. He's, like, talking to this chick. Mm-hmm. And then she leaves. And then a dude is reading from his book. And a black woman walks up to him to get her a copy of his book signed.
Right.
And that woman is Gossip Girl.
That's Gossip Girl. There's a couple of Gossip Girls in this episode.
Yeah. It was a few. I was surprised at how many times. They just dangling
it's
in front
so
of
funny.
Us
you're
going
to notice, Carl, like, as the seasons go, you'll be like, a lot more black people in the show. It's like they're realizing, like, man, I think because Obama got elected right around this time.
Yeah.
I think you feel it. It's so cool. Not cool, but it's an interesting thing to watch that transition. Like, same with when I watched 30 Rock. You could tell Obama was just elected. Like, you could just feel... like, black people are happy. But Dan is, what'd you think? Dan is out here wilding.
Dan's in
he's
the
out here wilding, making out.
Also, he's working for this author.
Mm-hmm.
And the author's like, man, get your head out of the gals. Get your head out of the gals and get them in the books. Get your head in these books. You need to be writing your, and he's like, yes, sir. All his shirts are so wrinkled in this episode. You know what
I mean? Yeah, he's trying to be like he's on one, but he's really depressed as hell. Like
He ain't ironing his shirts. Dan loves to iron. Lil' J working all summer. The black woman is going in on her. She's being mean as hell.
I don't know.
What type of dress is this? That's not white. That's bone. Mm. Gives me a headache looking at this bullshit. Get this trash out of here.
Yeah, she called it bone. that's bone not
white.
Marrow.
Bone
that ain't
gives
white.
Me a headache.
But Jenny doing her thing. She's like, I'm trying to make it happen. I like how Jenny was just like, you know, a go-getter. That's a good version of her, a good color on her.
Yeah. She's looking good. Chuck is, also, there has to be some labor laws against this. Jenny's only 15 years old.
Yeah, I guess it's just an internship though, right?
Do you get internships that young?
Man, I don't know. Yeah, it is a little weird. How old is she? Yeah, and she was mean as hell. That is, so, I hate that shit. That's like that Devil Wears Prada shit where they're just like, I'm just mean for no reason. It's like, I'm going to just humiliate you. And everything you say to me, I got a nasty thing to say back.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you preparing me for? You're trying to prepare me for the world. It's like, don't be like, but Lil J wasn't letting him phase her, though.
If I was Lil J, I'd be like, listen, you don't need to prepare me for the world. I got a great father.
Right, yeah.
His name is Rufus. Ever heard of him? Every day you walk away,
I'm just
be with you now.
Classic.
Chuck getting.
We should do a cover of that shit.
I know. Chuck getting prepared to meet Blair because Gossip Girl done released and she's on her way back.
Yeah.
What could have stopped her vacation from coming back so quickly? So after she, but he dissed her like.
Yeah.
This dude putting his suit on.
I know he looked ridiculous. His hair looked so stupid.
Yeah, like, I'm like they grew his hair out. Mm-hmm. Like, is that season two? Like,
yeah,
we're gonna change up the look just a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's been a lot of time has passed.
Yeah, we gotta let them know.
So Blair stepped off the bus with a dude who is her mystery beau.
Yeah, and then kisses him. Chuck looking salty in the back.
Yeah. Oh my God. That was funny. He had them flowers.
Yeah.
That weird suit. Because
I guess
on.
He really feeling like he fucking with Blair. He's just, he fucked up, I guess. But, yeah. You know, whatever. You fucking, that was crazy what he did to Blair, honestly. How you gonna let someone go to a country without you?
Yeah, no, I know.
That is insane.
Yeah, what he did was wrong.
That'd be like, Carl, y'all, are you trying to go to France next week?
Yeah.
And he just be like, yeah, all right, cool. And then I'm like, man, I'm gonna stay here.
Yeah, yeah. you get on the plane and the seat next to you is empty, and the lady, the counter lady is like, paging Dr. Tart.
Yeah.
Paging Dr.
You're
Tart.
You're a doctor in this scenario.
I'm a doctor, yeah.
That'd be funny, but I'm getting way off topic. But what if we just went to med school? It's like, did that instead of
I went
comedy.
To DJ school.
Yeah.
And I graduated, and now I'm like, well, I need something else to do. I think about becoming a pilot for Spirit Airlines.
Yeah, they only have to go to school for 1 year.
So yeah, yeah, yeah. It would be
like the other pilots.
It'll probably be cheaper than what I pay for DJ school.
It's like $30 a month. Yeah. It's like ACDC college. Or
I think I said ACDC. ACDC college. That's funny if it was like ACDC.
Yeah,
it is. Instead of ICDC, that dude just.
Yeah, it's like. Bam, bam, bam.
Fucking black. Fucking black.
Dirty deeds, done gone cheap. Like, sir, you're not teaching us anything.
Listen here.
Dirty deeds, done gone cheap. Oh, my favorite part is somebody goes, oh. Okay. So, yeah, but what the fuck is going on with Chuck? He's really smitten right here.
I know, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, this dude is so whack. I was just like, man, you whack, Chuck, for like doing that, and then now you, whatever. But because maybe I'm just attached to Blair, that's my girl. I was feeling.
And she sucks this episode. I'm still waiting. The countdown clock is still.
I know. We
going.
Got time. We got plenty.
Because
of time.
It ain't happening for me right now. Somebody need to let me know. S&B drinking by the pool. Serena explains her and Nader in a fake relationship to keep the gossip off her back and off his, I guess.
Yeah, I guess I don't really get this thing at all. They're like, Chuck. I guess I get why Serena's like, okay, let's pretend we're dating so that people think I'm over Dan or something. But why would, I don't know why, who cares? I don't know why anybody would care about that.
Yeah, why would they care about Dan?
Yeah, like, okay, so, but I get why Nate wants to do it because he's trying to, you know, hook up with this married lady.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
Oh, but, yeah, that's what, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's helping him hook up with the married lady.
Yeah.
And it's helping her keep the gossip off her back.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Chuck walks up. Blair starts gushing over the dude, trying to make him jealous.
Mm-hmm.
He's feeling it too. It was so obvious.
Yeah. It was like, and I think they both are like, you know, they both probably hurt. Yeah, we'll get to that. That's actually later when they talk to that scene.
But Big Roof Dog on the tour bus talking to Jenny.
You could tell he was like, I'm on another set. He was probably doing some other movie.
Because
I was like, what the hell? They had one shot of him and it was always in that same location on the bus. Like, they probably shot that shit in one day.
But yeah, we're just going to knock all your scenes out in the tour bus in one day.
Yeah.
Everybody in the back eating cereal and stuff. You notice that?
That
bus from the outside looks so trash, but on the inside of it, it's like, got a full kitchen. Like, with a stove. I'm like,
they was getting lit in there. But also, it makes sense that he's on tour, like, I guess that he's on tour.
Yeah.
But did he just leave his kids alone like that? Dan and
I guess Jenny announced that the mom was there, so maybe Allison is, like, staying at the house while they...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably what's going on.
Yeah.
And then, but, you know, he's still trying to give advice from the road, but Dan's like, I already know what you're about to say. I'm fucking, you know, I got to deal with my feelings with Serena before I can write this essay about her, whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, all right. All right, Dan, you learning.
He's like, you saying it better than I could have said it, if you had let me.
Yeah, yeah. I know. That was funny.
Rufus is dope, man. Rufus is dope.
He's like, so, anyway, I'm about to go hook up with these groupies. He's like, what the hell is this guy doing?
Dan gets fired from the internship for getting too much action. Hachi machi.
Yeah.
Hachi machi.
Dan is wildin'. But he really, like, I think what happened is he dated Serena. Think about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So nobody know who this cat is, right? He's kind of like, you know, Pete Davidson situation. But he's like, basically, he's like, I was a loser, lonely boy. All of a sudden, I'm dating the hottest girl in town, Serena. And now She done broke. We done broke. I done broke up with her. Her
yes.
So now all the
and
girls
her ex is
block.
Kanye West.
Yeah. And she was also married to Kanye West at the time. So then he's like, so I think girls are just on him. I feel like they probably like, yo, I'm trying to see what Dan's talking about.
Yeah, yeah. He's the new it guy now. But
yeah.
Do these girls go to school with him? Are they
yeah,
like
I don't know where he's meeting?
Yeah,
them now.
Yeah. That's yeah. That is very funny.
All right, so what happened next?
Oh, next up, dang it. Okay, Lil J calls Eric to apologize. He's like, if you're calling to apologize, you're about 3 months late.
Oh,
has this
yeah.
dude been in anything else? Why does he look so familiar to me?
I don't know, but did he look? He had a growth spurt, didn't he? He looked like yeah, he looked yeah. like he was lifting weights or
he's
something.
Like he grew from 4'6 to 4'11.
Yeah, he was like swagged out. I feel like he heard your comments from the first season. Was yeah. like, man, I'm about to get in the gym. Fuck this nigga Carl. Because yeah. he was looking. I mean, he was like, yeah, he was like, yeah, it was good.
Yeah, yeah. He got in the gym because none of them clothes was fitting that first episode.
Yeah,
but then when we get to the white party, his yeah. outfit is looking yeah. nice. I'm like, finally, yeah. they must have fired the wardrobe.
I think person. He was hanging with Chuck and Nate too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He had a little upgrade. Time to let me upgrade you.
But wait, yeah, so, I guess he forgave Lil J because he ain't have no, he ain't really
ain't got no friends.
Yeah, so he's like, all right, well, because Lil J did play him bad, but Lil J's, she seemed like she's back to her normal
yeah,
self.
Yeah, she's back to her normal self. She understands what she did.
Yeah.
Serena getting picked up by the townie, he got a Camaro. She's like, oh my God, he's got a Camaro.
Yeah.
He's got a Camaro, not an ironic Camaro, way.
That was funny. I was like, yeah, what did Blair say about lifeguards? They're like the perfect. What did she say? I forgot what she said, but she was like, she basically was like, you hook up with a lifeguard and move on. Splash, splash.
Listen, I'm just going to say this right now, because I'm sure all the people are thinking it. Mm-hmm. This episode was mid. This episode was Reggie. Like, so it's hard for me to remember a lot of stuff, because it just felt like it was just like a bunch of exposition, a bunch of like, it felt like it was like, this is a fluff piece for what's upcoming in this
season. Yeah, it gave us a lot of shit to just be like, okay, we got a lot of things setting up.
Yeah.
And then we'll get into it. But yeah, it was so much going on. It definitely was like dragged, like halfway through. I was like, why is it still on?
Yeah, yeah, but, yeah. It was dragging. I think for the most part, this episode like has a bunch of like, so like Nate is in love with this older lady. Mm-hmm. She's kind of playing him. I already know that she's going to break his heart. Like he's falling for her.
Yeah.
Rule number one, when you're dating older women, don't fall for them. They don't love you, fellas.
Yeah. Rule number one, why don't you give us a call if you got questions about dating?
Call us at 1-999 head gum.
This is Honeybee. My name is Honeybee47. If you want to give me a call, we'll tell you, fellas. Rule number two, never date an older woman who's married, okay? Because that husband will shoot you.
Coming up next, we got It's the Time of the Season. that's my radio voice. That was to audition for AK47's radio show. I hope she picks me. yeah, so he's smashing the old lady. Her husband pulls up, of course. He's got the loudest brakes in town.
Yeah.
He's like,
she was so chill about it too. It's like, my husband here. You better get out of here.
You want the window or under the bed? Your husband. Your husband's like, yeah, you know she's married.
It's like, didn't you know that was gonna happen at some point?
Yeah.
And he had to hop out the window and then almost runs into Blair and Serena.
Serena and Camaro guy.
Camaro man's like, what the
military man.
What the hell was that, Serena?
Yeah. And
Serena was like, I think it was a Nate in a trench coat.
Yeah.
That's I didn't understand what's going on. This episode was a little stupid because I was like, I just don't get it because you're like, you don't know if Serena and Nate are fucking. So you're like, I don't get this dynamic because I'm like, she's like, what are you doing? And it's like, nobody cares. It seems like no one in this world cares that they have like a secret relationship.
It's a classic case of Serena getting on her moral high horse when she has nothing to stand on. She's a murderer.
Yeah, like she killed that guy. I don't care what they. I don't care who forgave
she
her.
She added the fentanyl to the cocaine.
Yeah, yeah. I just coughed all in that mic. Don't worry, I've been tested. Okay, but yeah, that is funny. Like, no, that's not funny. But man, she killed that man.
Yeah.
I don't know why she thinks she can get away with that.
Yeah.
But that's if I wrote the scene, I'd be like, if I was Camaro man, I wrote the scene, or Tiny Nate would be like, why are you judging me? You killed that motherfucker. Yeah. That'd be funny if they just like always held that shit against her.
Yeah.
But
Serena. But Serena, what you eating? Life cereal? Because you took that man's life?
Yeah.
That life cereal.
Are you watching Saturday Night Live because you took that man's livelihood on a Saturday? Okay. All right. Back to Tiny Nate's fucking infidelity.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's Chuck Bass grilling the new guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's giving him all these questions, asking him all this stuff, because he got a private investigator.
Yeah, yeah.
Chuck got all these people. And then Nate, he sees Nate's pen on a dude's sweater.
Right, right.
Like, Blair put that shit there. That shit is crazy.
Blair is fucked up.
She's a humdinger, boy.
She's a humdinger. And she knew it would hurt Chuck, too. Like, so Chuck walks up. He's like, I lost my appetite. Also, big sissy out there in these streets, back at it, beat the cancer rap. Holding it down, grandma sis.
Oh, grandma back in the streets.
She looking good too. She's fine.
Hold on, man. No, we gonna get to that. We got a couple things to talk about before that. But we gonna get there. But she is sitting at the table. I'm like, okay, hold on now, Granny.
Yeah.
There was one scene though. We gonna get there.
Yeah. Then but basically Chuck is like, I lost my appetite.
He walks away. Wait a minute. Oh yeah, we saw that part. Dan's shirt's super wrinkled. He's talking to his dad. And I was like, why is his shirt so wrinkled? Yeah. Like, that wasn't...
Maybe because Rufus used to iron his joints.
Rufus ironing his clothes? They should have said that. If I had wrote this scene, I would have put like, damn, my shirts are all wrinkled. He's like, why don't you go iron them? Like, you know I've never done that.
Yeah, that's your job, Dad.
You piece of shit. Dad, I hate you.
You just left us here to fit for ourselves.
I wonder if Jenny is... Because Jenny's up in the Hamptons. I wonder if Jenny is with her mom and Dan is on his own.
Nah, but they were together.
Remember
they were talking about dinner and stuff? And she was like, what are you doing for dinner? She was like, popsicles. And then I was like, you can tell that was a dumbass scene. That's why you don't remember it.
I don't remember that one at all.
Okay, yeah. But
it must have been when I got up to go to the kitchen and have my breakfast, Athletic Greens.
Yeah. But yeah, Jenny pulled up with Eric to go to the white party with her, wear her dress so she could show out Black Queen. I can't believe she did that. That was crazy. We're skipping ahead.
We're going to get to the party scene.
Yeah.
I just got to go. Dan pulled up to the Hamptons, and they at the party.
Yeah.
And the married lady's like, you trying to ruin my marriage? What are you doing here? It's like,
yeah.
You knew he was going to be at the party. Why would he skip the party?
Right.
Everybody's at the party. The whole town is here.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's all of Hamptons. Like,
yeah.
It's like the same scene from White Chicks.
It's the Hamptons.
They must do that a lot out there.
I guess a white party?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the white party in the Hamptons? Clay, you got it written all over your face. I know. I know you go to the Hamptons. So Dan pulls up to Granny's house. She walked to the door, and that wagon is wagoneering. I was like, hold on, Granny, where you get all that ass?
Oh, my God.
Turn me down,
Granny,
on
you. Granny got
because
cakes.
I got to yell about that ass.
Granny got cake. Turn him down.
As soon as I started yelling about that,
on the mixing board. Like, the mixing board's going crazy right now because Carl's peeking. He's peeking on the mic.
My levels are in the red because I got to yell
the
about that ass.
The gain is all
like,
the way
hold
up.
On, Grandma.
Yeah, what's good, Sissy? Let's talk. Why don't you? All
right. She was like, she basically like was like, Dan, I know Serena misses you. Like,
She's been
shitty all summer. Like,
yeah,
so,
yeah.
And I'm gonna help you out. But
I didn't
first,
survive cancer.
Come upstairs. She did that.
Yeah.
She's like, this party's a very strict dress code. Come upstairs. I was like, oh, Sissy's about
it did
to
seem
smash.
Like, I was like, what is Dan. About to happen between Dan? She was real flirty.
Yeah. She's
Should we take a break, you think?
Oh, yeah. Is it time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what, Stop? While we take the break, I'm also going to go use the bathroom because I've been drinking all this. Well, we'll talk about it on the break.
We can't talk. I've been drinking all this. Dude. Athletic Greens. He left before I said we'll be right back, but we'll be right back.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Lamar, we both live alone. Yeah. What's one thing you hate about living alone?
Honestly, it's just the fact that I ain't got no food in my refrigerator. Mm-hmm. Like, I just like, if one thing, you know, living alone, you're a single guy or whatever, I'm always going out all the time to eat, but yeah. I can't be eating out all the time. I want to just like have something healthier like that actually works for my body and shit. Yeah. But then the problem is my mom ain't there to go to the grocery store for me.
I like going to the grocery store, but when I go to the grocery store, I shop for all the things that my mom wouldn't let me have as a kid. So I just buy a bunch of fruit snacks. Sometimes we got to grow up and we got to do something different.
Yeah.
And that's where HelloFresh comes into this.
That's right. Like, let me tell you about HelloFresh for real. Like, kickstart a fresh fall routine with HelloFresh because it handles all your meal planning and shopping to deliver everything you need to cook up a tasty meal right at home. They do the hard part for you and you can take the credit.
See, sometimes a busy schedule doesn't always leave you with time to spare. And with HelloFresh, you don't need to spend all evening in the kitchen to try and whip up a wholesome meal. With their quick and easy recipes and 15-minute meals, you can get a tasty dinner on the table in less time it takes you to get takeout or delivery.
That's right.
Okay? You ain't got to go off on none of that. Especially you got a little date at the house, and you whip up some of that mushroom steak. She's going to be like, you made this?
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, girl. I had to hide the HelloFresh box, but they were like, she was like, ooh. Because that shit, I'm telling you, it comes quick, too. Okay, I'm just so you know, like how it did for me, it came to my house, and it was so, because I was like, is this shit going to be fresh? Mm-hmm. Man, that shit was HelloFresh.
HelloFresh.
I opened this shit up. It was like, I like dry ice in there. Everything was like cooled, ready to go. I had popped it up, opened it, and had the instructions and everything. It was couldn't have been easier.
You see? Really. And for those of you who don't know how to cook, especially the people that can't even follow recipes, which is insane to me. All you got to do is read and pay attention. Get off your phone. Get off the TikTok and just cook your food. And you want to cook some food for a special person or by yourself, just go to HelloFresh.com/50XOXO and use the code 50XOXO for 50% off plus 15% off for the next 2 months. Do you understand what I said? That's HelloFresh.com/50XOXO and use the code 50XOXO for 50% off plus 15% off for the next 2 months. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. And we're back.
We're back. I hope you enjoyed those ads.
Oh, great.
I love doing commercial ads.
I love doing commercials. Please, if you have products, send us your money and your product.
Send us that stuff, man. We'll sell out for anything.
Right now, it's Athletic Greens, baby. Athletic Greens presents XOXO Gossip Kings, the podcast. We're back.
They're going to be like, can you stop doing that?
Okay. So where we left off at, Serena's grandma took Dan upstairs to clap cheeks.
Yeah. He's like, oh, that was fun. All right, so I'm going to go to this party.
Go to her. So back at the party, it's all going down. Mm-hmm. You got Blair making Chuck mad, trying to make him jealous. He's standing over there with the black dude on the side of the pool.
I know. What was up with that cat? He was just staring at nothing. He was like... That was Gossip Girl, by the way. But Chuck was like staring at Blair, but then Black Man was like, it looked like his eyeline was just off. Like, he was just like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be looking at.
I bet the dude who played Chuck Bass was like, don't act like you're talking to me.
Yeah.
So the dude's name, the British guy, do not act like you're talking to me.
Chuck Bridgerton. I don't know his real name. but yeah. Because I tell you, I'm seeing more black people in the show. Yeah. Watch, you're going to keep seeing it. It's funny. I'm noticing it. They just keep popping them in.
You got Jenny's boss being awful to Jenny. Yeah. And like, she sees her walk in like, how in the hell did she get here?
Right, right.
And then she walks up and she's like, how did you get in here? Because I know you don't know anybody who could get you in here. And then Eric walks up and is like, this is Tinsley. Mm-hmm. Tinsley, Tisdale, I don't know what
that is. of the Tinsdale family. But yeah, that was such a boss move. She made her look so stupid.
Yeah. She was like, she put her hand out to shake it, and Tinsdale was like, I don't want to shake your hand. Yeah. Which I'm like, man, I wish she wasn't black, because that felt racist.
Isn't that funny? Yeah, that was like a weird situation, because like, from a narrative's point of view, I'm supposed to be on Lil J's side, but as a black man, I was like, fuck this scene.
Yeah. Tinsley, shake her hand.
Yeah, dude. It was weird.
That was I think it's just optically.
Visually, weird. But you know, character-wise, it makes sense. You're okay, yeah, fuck her, but at this party, I'm like, my queen is, you know, what's going on?
So, Nate's married lady at the party, like, man.
She's so mad.
She's mad as hell that he's here. It was crazy. And Blair's new dude is there. He calls her out for being self-absorbed, which was great. Mm-hmm. Blair sucks at times.
Yeah.
He was like, you suck.
Oh, when he called, you talking about talking to Mr. Ripley.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, so this is he got something to tell Blair, right? But we don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And so the whole time I'm thinking it's like a talented Mr. Ripley, which is like basically he broke, but he pretending to be rich or whatever. But, oh, my God, he dissed Blair hard.
Yeah, it was great. Though. He was like, you think I'm boring because you too busy caring about yourself.
Yeah.
I was like, hell yeah.
She was like, oh.
She's like, I can't believe you said that to me. You just like Chuck Bass. Y'all deserve each other, which I agree with.
Yeah.
They are the damn same.
And then what happened? And then in the background, Chuck is on, I don't know if you peeped it, but Chuck was on the phone getting his call from Eric from the Private Eye Man.
Mm-hmm.
And he was basically finding out who that man really is.
And at that time, he was like, Blair, I'm not who you think I am. I'm Lord Lordington. Yeah. Lords of Britain.
That was
I'm
so
British.
Weird when his accent just came out. Yeah. Like, it was like, it just changed. Like, it just morphed mid-sentence. He was like, Blair, I don't know who y'all think I am. I am from Jamaica. I don't know.
The name's Marcus Beaton.
Yeah.
And I am the British Lord.
I am rich.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a real coming to America moment. He's like, he got his own money.
Oh, Serena kisses Nate to make the jealous lady mad.
Yeah.
That was cool.
And then, Dan is right behind him.
Yeah.
Watching the whole thing.
And so, Dan's right there. Commercial break. And then he goes in. Come back. What's going on with you and Nate?
Yeah.
I can't tell you. Ah, this shit again. Like, that was getting on my nerves, too.
It was, yeah.
I was like, oh, Serena, just tell him.
It's so funny, because he's not really mad. He's just like, just tell
just
me.
Just tell me. I don't really care. You're allowed to kiss whoever you want to right now. We've broken up. But, like, just tell me what's going on. I can't tell you.
I can't tell you because if that...
Why you can't tell? I doubt that Dan, if she had been like, listen, man, Nate is seeing a married woman.
Yeah.
Nate is seeing a married lady over there. I guess. So I'm kissing her. And Dan might have gotten into his moral bag. Really? Wow.
Yeah.
The sanctity of marriage is so important. Yeah.
How could you root? Blah, 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 blah. But then he ended up getting his comeuppance because Book Bay and... other homegirl pull up at the party and they both got two.
They're both drinking the most neon drinks
at
the white party. Yeah.
Them shits was glowing in the dark.
Yeah, and they both poured them on him.
Yeah, at a white party. That had to happen. I feel like that rule is like the gun rule in movies where if you show a gun, you got to shoot it.
Yeah.
But it's like if you have a white party, you got to throw a drink on it.
Yeah. That somebody's white has to get messed up.
Yeah.
Or get their face stuffed into a cake.
So Dan looks stupid at that moment. Huh?
I hate when people ruin cakes.
In movies?
On television. Anytime.
Oh, yeah. Did that happen in this movie?
No.
This show?
But I was just watching a clip of Shaquille O'Neal.
Mm-hmm.
He got a birthday cake, and it was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
They gave him a birthday cake a couple weeks ago, and it had Dwight Howard on it. And he pushed it off the side of the table.
Really? That's really funny.
Oh, sorry, I didn't see it. It was really funny.
I love Shaq.
Shaq is great.
But I wish Shaq was
when people
show.
Run cakes, and people like drop cakes or put cake, put a face, so I'm like, man,
eat
that cake.
Man, is anyone gonna eat that?
Is anybody gonna eat that?
I know, it is really uncomfortable. Even those drinks, I was like, man, those drinks look delicious.
Yeah,
actually, Blair's drink looked real delicious, actually. We could do a whole thing about the drinks in the show.
Yeah, XOXO Castle Kings after show where we talk about the food and drink.
Yeah, but Blair had this daiquiri. You remember this daiquiri when she was first just back with Serena and they were saying it was a daiquiri with a big ass pineapple in it?
Yeah.
That shit looked so delicious.
Yeah, that shit did look good.
I was like, oh.
Nate's married lady did get jealous. How dare you come to the white party and try to make me jealous in front of my husband? Well, did it work? Yes. And they go in a room and smash. The shit is great. I'm loving this. But I know it's doomed. I know it's doomed.
Yeah, you know it's gonna. The husband's walking around like he don't know what's going on. But
yeah, he gonna understand.
This is only Loud bad
Breaks. That's her husband's name. Loud Breaks.
Yeah. Clank, clank. In the background here, I just gotta get my brakes fixed.
So Serena and Dan are kind of back, which I do not like.
Yeah, I forgot that happened. I was a little disappointed too.
I don't want them to be back together. Hopefully, next episode when Nate gets his ass kicked by Loud Breaks, Serena and Dan also break up again. I'm sick of them.
Yeah, like. Because this don't feel stable to me.
Yeah.
This feels like they both really... This more feel like a backslide to me.
Yeah, yeah. So Blair apologizing to the dude because she realized she don't want to be linked to Chuck. He does the Marcus Beaton. He's a lord. And now she's like, oh, a lord. I'm into it.
Yeah,
Blair sucks too. Everybody sucks.
And then... But Chuck, he's like... He gives his laugh. He fucked up. He couldn't say it. She goes... They go, we're the same, me and you, just admit it. Mm-hmm. And then Blair's like, she's about to give in. Yeah. She's like, I want this motherfucker.
Yeah, she was like, tell me, it's eight letters. Say it right now, and I'm yours.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm Chuck Bass.
Yeah. And then, she's like, can't do it, I'm out.
I mean, at that moment, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, like Chuck, you either can do it or you can't. But you know, Chuck got problems. He's emotionally unavailable.
He got desires. Laura walks up to Jenny and says Tinsley offered her an internship, and she turned it down to come back to Eleanor.
She did?
Yeah, remember? She was like, I told her, she was like, I just didn't think it would be good to leave right now.
Wow, I missed that whole scene.
Good job, Jenny. She finally called her by her real name, which I wasn't noticing that she wasn't calling her Jenny before. But I guess she didn't call her anything.
Yeah, she just ignored her. But yeah, now she's got high status up in there. Yeah. Really showed her. But I think, you know, Lil J's killing it right now.
She's doing
I like
good.
Her in this episode.
Yeah.
I'm glad she's back. And I'm glad Eric is swolled up now doing his push-ups. Yeah. He must be drinking his athletic greens.
He's drinking his athletic greens. Eric is drinking his athletic greens. And y'all should be too.
It's so weird.
Go to athleticgreens.com/gossip. Oh my gossip. That's athleticgreens.com/ohmygossip.
This is not a commercial.
It's not a commercial. It's just me saying this out of the kindness and goodness of my heart.
Yeah, we're just so grateful. That's all. Okay, man, what an episode. What do you think?
Oh,
you
man.
This? I mean, look, hey.
I told you this episode was mid. It was Reggie. It wasn't. I didn't like it too much, honestly.
Yeah.
I feel like we were trying to drum up stuff to talk about this whole
I know, you can tell by the way the podcast, we're like, yeah, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This might be a shorter episode. What time are we at? What's the time stamp on this? 40. See, we got through this so quick.
Yeah.
We've had so much to say about the other episodes, but don't leave us now. Because I'm sure it's going to get good. I can see little things. One thing I can see, Mary Lady, so she drops off the note. She's like, Mercer Hotel, tomorrow noon.
Yeah.
Everybody loves some afternoon delight.
Yeah.
At the Mercer Hotel, no less.
I love the Mercer. That's where all the affairs go down.
Yeah.
And also, like, there's a lot of things that are set up that I'm feeling. I'm glad we know Chuck is fully into Blair, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's like a full, like, he wants her.
Yeah.
So then number three, I'm into married. Yeah, that's gonna be a disaster.
Yeah.
Then I don't know about Dan and Serena. I think that's gonna be a.
I want that to end. I want it to be over. Did you watch the episode, Anya?
Man, Anya don't be watching none of that. She watched that show 5 years ago, talking about it. Okay, then. I know. She has control of everything.
I know.
She going to edit us. She going to put a big-ass mustache on our faces.
Yeah.
It's like, Anya I'll show is y'all.
Great. There's going to be clips of me cut together.
Anya is the best sound editor in the nation.
Yeah.
So I give this one, I give it 3 XLs. It's average. But it was a good season 2 premiere because I definitely was like hyped to see the next episode.
Yeah.
So. That's good because I would say this premiere was better than the premiere of season 1 for sure.
The pilot?
Yeah, the pilot.
It's a pilot, you know.
Yeah.
This felt kind of piloty.
Yeah, it felt like a repilot.
It felt like an episode 2 of a show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But we going to see. So you give it 3?
XOXO.
XOXO.
XOXO. XOXO. Boom.
I give this episode 2.89.
Oh my god.
2.8.
You know, this is really not a humdinger.
Not a humdinger.
I didn't hear that word once today.
Not a humdinger episode, except for Blair.
Because Blair's
Blair was a humdinger in this episode, but that is 2.89 XOXOs. So that's XOXO. XOXO.
XOXO. XOXO.
XOXO.
At you.
yes.
All right. let's get to the segment we've all been waiting for.
The news, baby.
The news, baby. It's so much going on in the news right now because I know you're watching and I'm watching the news too. All right, check it out. Check this out. You're going to like this, Carl, because I know you liked golf. Mm-hmm. Top Golf is opening up in L.A. Did you know that? We're going to have our own Top Golf. They got one in Atlanta. They got one in Houston. They got one all over the South, really. But they're like a big-ass kind of like a golf kind of Dave & Buster's.
It's golf Dave & Buster's. It's very expensive.
Yeah. So my question is, who would open a top? Not playing. Who would who do you want to play golf with on the show? Like, who you think could, who thinks a good golfer? Or who would you want?
Well, they were playing croquet in this.
Yeah.
And Eric was doing all right.
Yeah, Eric seemed like he'd be a fun golf buddy.
I would go play with Eric just so I would look taller to everybody.
And then I think Sissy would be fun to get. Grandma Sissy would be fun to golf with.
Yeah, I would take Grandma Sissy on a date to Top Golf.
Yeah, and then y'all like have some margaritas.
Yeah, drink some margaritas, have some boneless barbecue wings.
She's like, "Carl, I've never had this many sauce on me like this
before." Oh, let me just lick her fingers.
Oh my god, this is disgusting. Edit this.
Clay is getting horny.
Yeah, Clay's out of control. Man, how do you have horny written on your body?
He's got horny written all over.
So this is another one. 23-year-old man murdered their father in Moore Park last week.
Mm-hmm.
Who would murder? I mean, this is kind. We already kind of know who would do this, but who would murder their father?
Serena,
because she's a murderer.
She's a murderer. She's a stone cold killer. I do believe that Nate would do it on accident. Like, I feel like Nate would pull out a gun to scare his dad.
Yeah,
but then his dad would like give me that gun, like try to wrestle it out of his hand, and Nate would accidentally
like,
would
be like, and he like right in the belly too. Pow. It's like ah,
yeah.
Oh man, shout out to the OC. I actually think it's a really conversation with me and you, but before we go to the new Gossip Girl, we should go to the OC.
I think
we should do that. Okay, James Harden was spotted partying with Lil Baby and Travis Scott after losing a game. Mm-hmm. So my question is, who on the show do you think James Harden would party with after losing a game?
Chuck Bass. James and Chuck is going out because James likes strip clubs.
He does? Okay. James loves, I don't know strip much about clubs. James, but he likes to party?
He loves to party. He loves to go out. He loves to go to the strip clubs. He's known for the strip clubs.
Mm.
A lot of Houston strippers say he put them through school.
I think James Harden would also hang out with Roof Dogg, too, on tour. Maybe? Or not really?
Yeah, that Roof Dogg would be in his entourage, just like Lil Baby.
Yeah, like Lil Baby.
Lil Baby.
Travis Scott Roof Dogg, and Roof Dogg. James Harden. All right, that does it for me on the news. But yeah, you know, if you want more news, you want other headlines, just hit me up on Gossip Kings Radio and give me a call.
Call 1-800-1999-HEADGUM.
Yeah.
Go to athleticgreens.com/ohmygossip to take advantage of your health today.
Man, I'll tell you what, Carl, I'm so excited for season 2. You know why? We're going to have more guests, more fun. We're going to switch it up. We're going to do other kinds of shit, too. I don't even know what yet. But I'll tell you what, this season is the beginning of a roller coaster for your ass, because you are not ready for what you're about to watch.
Man, I'm like nervous about it.
Yeah.
Because this episode, I feel like this episode was like, I've come from a place where we have hurricanes.
Yeah.
And in the eye of the storm is when it's most quiet outside.
Facts.
Now, there's nothing going on. No birds in the sky. No wind, no trees moving. The sky is beautiful. It's blue, not a cloud. But you know you're in the eye of the storm. And you know the hardest part about being in the eye of the storm is hitting the eye wall. And I know this episode is going to give me some eye wall. Shout out to Dorota.
Shout out to Dorota. Hey, Anya, see if you can get Dorota on the show.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all so much. Hit us up on XOX Gossip Kings _podcast. That's the Instagram. Give us some more user spotters, because I love those. That Paul Giamatti was litty.
Yeah, that was litty. Thank you so much to me, Ernesto. And we're glad you got to see Paul Giamatti. And yeah, like Lamar said, do what he said, okay? You got it? Stay tuned for season 2. We in it, baby. We in the trenches.
Ain't
right
no
now.
Turning back now.
Ain't no turning back. You stuck with us. We here. Idris Elba and
Terrence Howard.
Stay back. Stay back one more episode.
They're in the office waiting. They're like, well, do you want us to do the show or not? Like, not yet. We're still watching.
We're still watching. That'll do it for us this week. For Anya and Casey Clay, we are
out of here.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.